Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, May 5th edition. Hope you guys had a great Thursday. Day game action for your main slate. We've got 11 games for you on a Friday. There's an early Wrigley game. There's a couple early games before 7.05 p.m. Eastern time. So 11-game main slate. We've got some really good pitching, some really good hitting spots as well. It's a fun slate with a lot of ways to go, kind of stuff we enjoy on these bigger slates. You can find me on Twitter at BDIntric, written content over at Baseball HQ, Fantasy Pros, and Game of the Edge Fantasy. If you want my fantasy help, the Discord's available at Game of the Edge Fantasy, as well as my daily cheat sheet on Monday through Friday for as low as $5 a month. You can join us over there. There's three tiers you can get to. So if you're looking to get some help from me, that's the best place to find it. So come check that out and much more. Let's talk about the totals on this slate here. We got Red Sox, Phillies, 8. Rockies, Mets, 8.5. Twins, Guardians, 8.5. Orioles, Braves, 8.5. A's, Royals, 9. Tigers, Cardinals, 8. Dodgers, Padres, 7.5. Nats, D-backs, 9. Astros, Mariners, 7. Brewers, Giants, 8. So a lot of decent totals, actually, for pitching side of things. But I think there's more places than that to target with your bats. So let's talk about it. Pitching side of things first. You got Clayton Kershaw, 10-8 at the San Diego Padres. You can go there if you want. Kershaw's been pretty much automatic. Padres have been a little suspect so far this season. They are starting to slowly heat up, which is good to see, but some, like Machado's still been bad and many more, but they're only striking out 20% of the time versus lefties. Like, I think there's other places to go without spinning up to Kershaw is where I'm at with this one. I really like Luis Castillo in tournaments. It's going up against the Astros, an Astros team that's just not that good right now. Yordan's banged up. They're missing, obviously, a couple key players out there. Not the same team that used to like scare you. They're a team that's striking out 23.5% of the time versus right-handed pitching so far this season. 237 average, 114 ISO. So they're playing much below their normal standard. So that's something to keep an eye on with Castillo in tournaments if you so choose. But where I'll be starting things at, I don't mind Corbin Burns at $9,300 versus the Giants, coming off 20 points in his last start against the Angels, where he went 6 innings, 1 earned, and 7 Ks. Now you get to take on the Giants. We love targeting lefties versus the Giants, but let's just be real. The Giants are the Giants. 26% K rate versus righties, 250 average. They do have a 223 ISO, which is great. So lots of power versus right-handed pitching, but still a lot of swing and miss. Corbin Burns at $9,300 would be a guy to keep an eye on. But like Lamont Wade's playing well. You got Jock Jams. You can fort those out there. No Yaz, unfortunately. But I think Burns is an option. Still not my top play. My top plays are in this mid-range here. Yeah, Jordan Montgomery at $8,600 against the Detroit Tigers. Jomo's got 20-plus points in two of his last three. He's done it in three of five starts this season. And he gets the Detroit Tigers, who surprisingly took advantage of Verlander and Scherzer this week. But they're striking out almost 28% of the time versus left-handed pitching. They're on Giants levels of things. They hit better, but they strike out almost 28% of the time versus lefties. 252 average, 144 ISO. So Jomo, let's save some cash here. Let's play Montgomery at $8,600. Max Fried at 82, I like a lot as well. Coming off a nice 32 points at the Mets. He's got 20 or more in three straight starts since coming off the IL. That is great to see. Figured he'd be priced up a little more by now. Somehow he's not. Gets the Baltimore Orioles, who only strike out 20% of the time versus lefties. 271 average, 189 ISO, 126 WRC+. They're one of the best teams in baseball versus left-handed pitching. I still like Fried in this matchup. Fried's an ace, and I'll take aces versus other situations. Maybe it lowers his ownership, which is great as well. So Fried on this slate at 82, I like as well to go with Montgomery. Bailey Ober at $7,200 against the Cleveland Guardians is in play. Ober's got 19.2 on the dot. 5 2/3, both starts, 1 earned in both starts, a combined 10 strikeouts against Kansas City and Washington. And now you got a Guardians team who can be a pain at times. I'm not going to say they won't, but at the same, like, they only strike out 20% of the time versus right-handed pitching, but they're only hitting 229 with a 106 ISO and 81 WRC plus. So they might not strike out a ton, but they don't do a ton of damage versus righties either. So I think Ober is an interesting play on this one. I really want to play Chris Sale at 75 against the Philadelphia Phillies in Philadelphia, but I'm nervous as all get up. They do strike out 24% of the time versus lefties with an 89 WRC plus. So if you want to go to Chris Sale in a tournament, I get it, coming out 24 points in his last time out. He's got 24 or more in two of his last three. On the road, though, have been his last two road starts at Baltimore, at Tampa Bay, have been his worst starts. But Sale at 75 is interesting as well if you want a cheaper play. Brad Keller versus the Oakland Athletics, because it's the Oakland Athletics, would be a guy I'd look at. Josiah Gray at 64. The D-backs bats are feeling it, but Josiah Gray, talked about it on many shows, other people have as well, changing the pitch mix up, barely, he's throwing the fastball much, much less, more sliders, more of the off-speed stuff, which has been more effective. It's not getting, like, he's got 15 Ks in his last two starts. That's why he's got the points he's got, like, prior to that 3-3. So the strikeouts aren't always there, but the quality of production, 200 runs or less in five straight starts. He's gone at least five innings in all five starts. He's $6,400. That's very, very cheap for a guy with his talent level. If he could somehow sneak in some strikeouts, that would be great. I mentioned the D-backs are swinging it really, really well of late. And they strike out less than 20% of the time versus right-handed pitching with 267 average, 170 ISO. So it's a little tricky, to say the least. But as a value play at $6,400, I do like him quite a bit on this one. So where I'm looking at, I'm going to just pass on the expensive guys. They're good. You can go Corbin Burns at 93 if you want. But I pretty much are going Jomo at 86, Max Fried at 82. The more I look at Chris Sale in tournaments at 75, it's intriguing, very intriguing. Bailey Ober at 72. You got Brad Keller and Josiah Gray at 64. If I'm making a single entry lineup, I kind of want to go Jomo and Fried, both of them if possible. If not one of the two, take your pick and put it with Josiah Gray. And that'll allow you to get all the bats you want on this 11-game slate.
There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When it comes to weight management, we tend to put our focus on what we eat. But Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. And that's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. Try Noom today and see the results for yourself. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
Speaking of all the bats you want, we have many to choose from, so let's get going. Catcher's position for you here. You got William Contreras in San Francisco against Sean Manaea at 51. I love it. The one caveat I'll say with the Brew Crew, A, they're coming out of Colorado. We know the drill. Not good. And Sean Manaea, for some reason, he doesn't go deep into games right now. They've been using openers. They've been limiting. I don't know what's going on. Every once in a blue moon, he'll throw like five innings. So I don't know what the Giants are doing. I like William Contreras versus Manaea. Just a matter of how much does he go. You can save $100 and just go Sean Murphy versus Dean Kramer. That's fine. We know what Sean Murphy will do. He'll play all day and hit bombs. So Sean Murphy versus Dean Kramer. It is in Baltimore, so that hurts Murph a bit, but, you know, I'll take my chances there at 5K. You can save money and go to Salvi Perez at 43. I figured the hand injury would be getting to him. Nah, he went deep again on Thursday. Dude's got a home run. He's gotten three home runs in his last three games. Really heating up because over his last 10 games, he's hitting 351 with four home runs, 11 RBIs, averaging 12 points per game. Gets the lefty Moeller, who Salvi can take advantage of at $4,300. So if you don't want to pay up at catcher, I have zero problem going Salvi at 43. Cal Raleigh versus Christian Javier, yeah. I'd rather stick with Salvi Perez at 43. MJ Melendez at 4K versus Moeller as well. Jonah Heim, my boy, switch hitting Jonah Heim. This is a big, big play here against Tyler Anderson. I love the Texas offense tonight against Anderson. So Jonah Heim at 39, I'll keep running that one out there as well. So Salvi and Jonah Heim would probably be my top two if you're paying up with the position. Otherwise, you just drop on down, look for the value that will show up on the slate, of course, because it is 11 games. But maybe Matt Theis gets to start for the Angels. He's $2,500 for Dane Dunning. That has some upside. Francisco Alvarez at 25 versus Antonio Sensatella, who's making his debut off the IL. So you will have some down here. Just kind of wait and see what pops up. First base position for you here. You can go Shohei versus Dunning at any time. That's all good. Pete Alonso versus Sensatella at 58 is not bad, but Matty Olson at 54, I like that a lot versus Dean Kramer. The Braves are one of my top stacks as well. So he will be circled. Going down more, though, Rowdy Tellez at 47 because I don't think Manaea goes long. Could be totally wrong, but I think that's an angle. Joey Gallo at 44 versus Battenfield. I don't mind that. Brandon Drury's $4,100 versus Dunning. Still too cheap for him. Vinny P's facing a lefty. Still swinging it good. He's $3,900. If you want to stack against Moeller, you can. Don't have to, but it's definitely in play. Mid 3Ks and below now. If you're fading Josiah Gray, Pavin Smith's 3,400. I don't know. It's just Josiah Gray's limited damage. I'm waiting for a blow up start. Don't get me wrong, but it's a tough one to just go, yeah, we're going to blindly do that. Now, if you want to fade Corbin Burns, Lamont Wade Jr., who's swinging a great stick. He's first base outfield eligible. He's 3K. That's a nice tournament play for him. Below 3K now, it's kind of murky. Like Tristan Casas is down here, but I'm not using Tristan Casas for Zach Wheeler. That's not something I plan to do to start my Friday off. Second base position for you here, you got Marcus Semien at 57. That's great. I like that a lot. Jorge Polanco at 47 versus Battenfield. Ozzie Albies is only 46 versus Kramer. It's too cheap for Ozzie Albies. So I'll be jumping on board there. Brandon Drury at 41 versus Dunning. Talked about him at first base. He's first base second. He is worth a look. Again, if you're not using Josiah Gray, Geraldo Perdomo's down to $3,800. That's somewhat interesting. If you want to go there, below 3K, Miguel Vargas, it's going up against you, Darvish, which is less than ideal, but Vargas at 27 is, very interesting. Valdez of Boston is $2,600 versus Wheeler. He'd be another value play I could see. Nick Gordon, he homered in back-to-back games. Then he got the day off on Thursday. If he's back in the lineup, he's $2,200. All right, where did he go? He's $2,200 for his Battenfield. He's second base outfield eligible. So I like that Nick Gordon price, especially in the matchup he has. Third base for you here. You got J-Ram at 58. That's totally fine versus Ober if you want. Muncy's a good tournament play at 53. Austin Riley at 52 versus Kramer's awesome. I like that a ton. If you want to drop below 5K now, there's not a ton down here at first glance. The best play might be Josh Jung at $3,800 versus Tyler Anderson. That's outstanding price point there. Jung is on fire. He gets the lefty Anderson. He can take deep. I like everything involved in that situation. Other than that, if you go cheap, Brett Beatty's $2,600 for Sensatella. He should get the start. He's actually hitting very well as he's getting more comfortable, which he just play every day. That would be great. But he homered a couple games ago. He's basically putting up seven or more points. He's hitting over 300 his last 10 games. He's $2,600. I like that a lot for Brett Beatty. And then I mentioned him pretty much every day. Mikel Garcia, he's third base outfield eligible. He picked up 17 points on Thursday. The dude can play. He's hit safely in each game so far. He scored a run in two out of three. He's driven in a run in two out of three. He even stole a base on Thursday. I mentioned he's got that little bit of power with speed combo there. So Mikel Garcia at $2,400, third base outfield eligible, is another nice value on this slate. Shortstop position for you now. You got Trey Turner, okay. Willie Adames. Jorge Mateo versus Freed in a tournament. But we'll just save cash. Bobby Wood Jr. at 51 versus Moeller. Like that a lot. Francisco Lindor at 49 versus Sensatella is a really, really strong look for this game. Perdomo's there at 38. I mentioned him already. Going out of the low threes now, you have Ezekiel Duran. I was looking for him. Cheap Texas bat, $2,700 versus Tyler Anderson. Duran is hitting amazingly since taking over for the injured Corey Seager over the last 10 games. He's hitting 378 with two home runs, two stolen bases, averaging 10 points per game. He's $2,700. Really good spot there. Paul DeJong is in the St. Louis lineup. He's not bad at 27 either versus Matt Boyd. I prefer Ezekiel Duran. Both can be used if needed. CJ Abrams at 22 if you need to go full YOLO against Merrill Kelly. Kelly's pitching to a lot of contact. Abrams has been not bad for his price point. I'll say that much. Outfield position for you. Ronald Acuna's day-to-day. Let's keep an eye on that. But Shohei's great. Trout's great. Going down cheaper, though. Adelis Garcia at 57. We've got enough cheap Texas bats you can pull it off. So I do like Adelis at 57 if you're on full stack. Bryce Harper is swinging it great since he's come back. He went 0-for in his debut, his second game. He went 3-for-3 with a double, two runs scored, and two walks. He's going to be just fine. He gets the lefty Chris Sale. Not many will use him at 56. I get it. Not a bad tournament play, though. If Sale's a bust, Harper could have a biggie. Buxton is $5,300 for his batting field. That's a good pay-up spot in the outfield. Yoshida's swinging it really well. I don't really want to fade Wheeler, but Yoshida's hitting really, really well. And he's $4,900. Cheaper plays, though. Jared Kelnick's 44 versus Christian Javier. That's a tough matchup, but a good tournament look. James Outman's a good tournament play versus Darvish at 43. But MJ Melendez is 4,000. I like that. We talked about the love for the Royals tonight. Max Kepler at 37 is very, very good versus Battenfield. Jaron Duran's 36 versus Wheeler if you need to go there. Farther down the list now, Tyler O'Neill should get the start for St. Louis. He's $3,500 versus Matthew Boyd. That's a get-right spot if he can figure it out. Other guys, mentioned Pavin Smith at 34. Joey Weimer at $3,300 against Manaea. If I knew Manaea was throwing 4 to 5 innings, I'd like Weimer a lot more. I still don't mind him at his price point, but that situation's a tricky, tricky one with the Manaea deal. Going below 3K now, you have Edward Olivares at $2,700 versus Moeller. That's a really good value. I like that a ton. Alec Thomas is always interesting. I've talked about him a few times. He's $2,700. Marcelo Zuna is crushing baseballs. He is $2,600 versus Kramer. If he's in the lineup, that's a value with Atlanta. A few other ones down here for you. Mention Mikel Garcia of Kansas City. He's $2,400. He'd be a guy to look at as well. Nick Gordon's $2,200. We've talked about him. But there's J.J. Bleday, $2,000. Anybody play him on Thursday? Talked about him quite a bit at the end of the show. Well, he went to Ding Dong City, picked up a couple hits. I like him a lot. He's got Brad Keller, who's been hit around a lot as well. J.J. Bleday's $2,000. That is a great value on this slate. The other one I want to mention is Eddie Rosario's $2,700. He's hitting over 300 in his last 10 games. He's got double-digit DK points in three straight games, and he's facing Dean Kramer. So that's a great value as well, especially in an Atlanta stack. So really good outfield value on this slate. Allows you to pay up elsewhere, maybe pay up for more pitching if you're so inclined. Speaking of pitching, you can play the big dogs if you want. I'm just going to pass and save some cash. Give me Jordan Montgomery at 86. Give me Max Fried at 82. Those are my top two pay-up spots. I think Chris Sale at 75 is an interesting tournament play. Bailey Ober at 72 I like. Brad Keller will be popular at 66 versus Oakland. And then Josiah Gray is interesting at 64. I mentioned if I'm playing single entry, I either want to combine Montgomery and Fried, which you can do with all the value, or pick one of the two. Montgomery's, knock on wood, safer than Fried, but both good plays. Get one of those two with Josiah Gray would be my other option for you there. Stacking things up. And watch the weather on the East Coast still, folks. It's a wet one out there. Stacking things up, I like the Mets versus Sensatella. That's not a bad one. I like Minnesota versus Battenfield a lot. That would be an angle. Atlanta's one of my top stacks versus Dean Kramer. Kansas City's one of my top stacks versus Moeller. So Atlanta and KC, I like both of them a lot. Don't mind St. Louis versus Boyd. Love Texas versus Anderson. Atlanta and Texas are my top two stacks with KC at number three. I'd be going that direction right now. And that's about it. Maybe Milwaukee versus Manaya if we could figure that one out. But fun slate, Atlanta, Kansas City, Texas, top three stacks. Atlanta, Texas, my top two. Mentioned the pitching I like as well. So we should get at it. We should have a fun 11-game slate starting at 7:05 p.m. Eastern time. Watch a little Matt Mervis on the matinee in Wrigley as he makes his debut. That'll be fun. But other than that, that'll wrap it up, folks. I'll be back with you guys on Monday with another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits. If you guys give this podcast a rate and review on iTunes, I'd appreciate it. Plus my other shows, recorded a Bubba in the Bloom on Thursday night, a couple hours before this. We got Bench with Bubba coming at you once or twice a week, First Pitch podcast, all kinds of good stuff. And you can find me on Twitter at BDIntric. But for now, everybody, this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, May 5th edition. I'm out.
Start battery month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Get up to a $25 gift card after rebate with the purchase of select SuperStart batteries. Our professional parts people will test your old battery for free and recommend the right battery for your vehicle. For power, performance, and reliability, choose SuperStart batteries only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.